Okay. Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to begin on the last words on Lamed Zayin and Beis. Bar Minei Rav Chiya Bar Abba. They asked Rav Chiya Bar Abba the following shaila. Shochech Kedera Al Gabi Kira. When somebody left his pot on top of the Kira, he forgot it, he left it there, Ubishlo B'Shabbos. And the food got cooked on Shabbos Mahu. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is the question is going according to Rabbanan. We've been learning that Rabbanan hold that she is not mutter only if you had grufa ketuma. Even if the food was cooked kamacha ben rusoi, the Rabbanan hold that she is usher without grufa ketuma. And therefore the Gemara is asking, what will the Rabbanan say if somebody actually did it? He left the food on the fat without on the fire without grufa ketuma, and it got cooked on Shabbos, what would be the halacha? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara Shaila. Tosfos says that he could explain the Gemara's question even according to Hananya. Because Hananya agrees, even though Hananya says that she is Osir, Hananya agrees that if the food isn't cooked, Kamacho ben Rusoi, then she is Osir. And the Gemara is talking in a case where the food wasn't cooked, Kamacho ben Rusoi. The Bnei Yeshua says the Rashi didn't want to explain the Gemara like Hananya that way, because all the sugyas we've been talking about in the few dafim that we've been learning in Masechta Kira are all talking about cases of Machal ben Drusai, so Rashi didn't want to come up with a case that wasn't Machal ben Drusai. It's interesting. Tosfos says if the Gemara is talking about a case that it's not Machal ben Drusai, then you have a different heter. We learned the heter of Kidrich Aisa, that if you put something raw on the pot, you never have to worry. So how could you explain that it's talking about that it's not Machal ben Drusai? You have a different heter. So Tosfos says, and this is Nogel Aloch Lemaisa, that the only time you have a heter of Kidrich Aisa is by a tanner. What's the heter of Kidrich Aisa? That if you have a raw piece of meat, so you're thinking like this: for tonight, it won't be ready anyway. And for tomorrow, it will be ready anyway. So you're not going to do any chitu b'gecholim. However, that's only by a tanner, which is very hot, as we're going to learn today in the Mishnah Mabez. In a kira, which is not that hot, you will not be Masiach Das from Kidrich Aisa. Because it's not that hot, and it may not be ready for tomorrow without Chitu B'Gecholim either. That's why we may not be talking about a case of Kidrich Aisa. So you don't have the het of Kidrich Aisa. So continues the Gemara. Shach Gedera Gabakira Bishop Shabbos Mao. Ishtik V'Loy Amalei V'Loy Midi. He wasn't able to respond. L'machan Nofak Darash L'Hu. So the next day he came out and said the following shir. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if somebody actually cooks on Shabbos, which is a Gemara that you have many times in Shas, we'll talk about it. B'shagig, if this was done, b'shagig yoichel, the food may be eaten. B'mezid lo yoichel, if it was cooked food on Shabbos, it may not be eaten. V'lo shno. However, in our case is not talking on Shabbos. Our case is talking about Erev Shabbos. There's no difference between shagig and mezid. Ask the Gemara, my v'loshna, you're saying that we have the same halacha by shagig and mezid, but what is the halacha? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tamayla Teira, they both say that in this case it will be mutter whether you did it by shagig or mezid. And the Gemara says a very simple explanation. Mavashal who the covered maisa. When you actually cook food on Shabbos, you did a maisa. You cooked food on Shabbos. That's why we're machmer. That's why the mezid, if you did it on purpose, you cooked food on Shabbos, lo yoichel, we don't let you eat it. And there's a big machloikis why we don't let you eat the food. Is it because you're having hanor from Maisa Shabbos? The food got cooked on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have hanor from Maisa Shabbos. Or is it because of a knas, it's a punishment? What would be the difference in halacha? The difference in halacha would be if you're not the person that actually cooked the food. If it's a knas, so who do I punish? I punish the person who did the wrong thing. I don't have to punish anyone else. If it's because you're not allowed to have hanor for Maisa Shabbos, it makes no difference if you're the one that did it or somebody else. However, Avahai, in our case, the loika oven Maisa, he didn't do a Maisa, because when was the food put down? It was put down on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, that's not the time of Isurei Shabbos. Like the Pnei Yeshua explains, of course a Maisa was done. The food did not get onto the oven without somebody putting it there. But a maisa on Erev Shabbos is not considered a maisa because we're talking about Shabbos. That's why mezid nami yoichel. So again, the way Rav is paskening, the way Rav and Yosef are paskening is that if you left food on the Kira Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. Both whether you did it b'shoigig or whether you did it b'mezit. Very interesting Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says the Gemara could have said a much simpler teretz. The Gemara could have said that if you cook food on Shabbos, you are over a deraisa. If you do shi on Erev Shabbos, it's only a derabbanan. So why didn't the Gemara say the obvious teretz? So Prima Gadim says la loch la maisa. From here we see that when something is also because of maisa Shabbos, because it got done in Shabbos, it'll be osur even if it's a derabbanan. But Rabbi Kivega says a very interesting thing, and we've taken this concept here a number of times. What kind of derabbanan? Because Rabbi Kivega explains there are two types of derabbanan. There's a derabbanan which is to safeguard a deraisa. Our Gemara is the perfect example. Shia is to protect us from not doing bishul. And then there's a rabbanan, which is a new concept. We always use muksa as the example. He says, what rabbanan will we be so machmer on? A rabbanan that has a basis in a deraisa, like this type of rabbanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the no. He's machmer both by shogeg and mezit. Lisura. He says in both cases it'll be osur. Why? Mevashel, when you actually cook, delay osir lerume, nobody's going to cook food on purpose. We're talking about religious Jews. That's why b'shagik, if you did it by accident, yoichal, I let you eat it. Aval hai, in our case, the osir lerume, since it's anyway only a drabonon, the person's going to say, the person's going to purposely leave it there. And then when you ask him, how'd you leave the food on the without a blech, he'll say, oi, I made a mistake. So, and he's not going to feel so guilty because he's anyway only dealing with Rabbanan. That's why Chazal were more machmer and b'shoigig nami lo yoichel. Even b'shoigig you may not eat the food. So we have a fundamental machloikis. What's the halacha? If you left food, by Issa Rabbanan is even more chumer.
Always. I mean,
again, maybe only bishul because we're dealing with bishul situations. So we have a machloikus. Rabbi and Rav Yosef say it's mutter both b'shogging and b'mezid, and Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says it's osir both shogging and mezid. Meisrei. Ask the Gemara from a brisa. The brisa says shachet k'dei ragah b'kiro, if somebody forgot and left his pan on the oven or bishul b'shagbis and it got cooked on Shabbos. So the brisa first makes a blanket statement, which will be difficult. B'shogging yoichel, b'shogging it's mutter, b'mezid lo yoichel. Mezid, it's osur. So right away we have the kasha, because here we're differentiating between shogeg and mezid. But let's continue the brisa. B'medvar mamurim, when is this learning ramei shita now? B'medvar mamurim b'cham shloi huchma kotzarchan, by hot water that wasn't completely cooked, b'tafshel shloi bishishol kotzarchai, or a food item that wasn't completely cooked. Avol cham shloi kotzarchan, if the water was completely cooked, or tafshe shabushal katzarchi, if the food was completely cooked, bein b'shoig bein b'mezid yoichel, then he'll be mekel, and under all circumstances you'll have to eat the food. Divrei Rameyu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Chamet shochmel katzarchin mutarim, if it's hot water, was completely cooked, it's mutter, nem shem tzdamik v'raloi. Because when hot water is completely cooked, it falls into the category mtzdamik v'raloi. Why does it fall into the category mtzdamik v'raloi? Because the food, once the hot water is completely cooked, it's completely hot, there's no point in making it hotter. It's as hot as it's hot. And you only lose by leaving it on the oven because it starts to evaporate. So that's why hot water or hot chamim is considered stomach v'raloi. The tafshel shabishal katzarkoi, however, by food, he'll hold its osur. Why? Because I should stomach v'raloi, it gets better the longer it's on the oven. The column it's done for yosoloi. Anything that falls under the category that the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Kigon kruv. Kruv is cabbage. Pulim is beans. Ubasav taruf. Meat that's minced. Osir. It's very interesting. The Paiskim say, here we're calling meat mitzdamik for yosoloi. The same meat could be mitzdamik for yosoloi for me and mitzdamik for alloy for you. Why? Mitzdamik for yosoloi, let's say I have guests. So I don't want to give them pieces of meat that shrivel up. It may be better tasting, but for presentation, it's not that nice. So for me, the meat can be mitzdamik for yofoloi, because I'm having guests and I want to have a nice plate. And the next person, who's not having guests, and wants to have a tastier piece of meat, For him, it'll be mitzvah v'yafaloi, the exact same piece of meat. However, let's go back to the question. Ketanimi tafshul shabir bishakot tzarchai. We learned that when the food is not completely cooked, we learned that as we started the brisa, there's a difference between shayig and mezid. Shayig is mutter, and mezid is not. Everybody that we had in our Gemara today explicitly said that's how we started the Gemara. That Rav Chiya bar Abba told them that there's no question that shayig and mezid have the exact same din. So how do we reconcile what's going on here? So he answered, "Ketani miyo tashla bishakot tzarchai." Bishlam Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the Gemara coins Rav Nachman Yitzchak that said that both shayig and mezid are osur like kasha. I have a way of reconciling this. How will I reconcile this? Can koydim gzeira, can lach gzeira. We learned that why did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say that shayig is osur? He said because a person is going to do it b'mezid, and then osi larumi he'll tell you he did it b'shayig. Now that's a new gzeira of Chazal. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak will tell you like this. First, Chazal said only mezid is osur. Shagig is mutter. It was a mistake. People make mistakes. Came along Chazal afterwards, after this brisa was written, and said, no, I'm not only going to say that mezid is osur, I'm even going to say that shagig is osur. But that's not a problem. The brisa was written and composed prior to that new gzeira. So we have a way of understanding Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Loi kasha, kan koidim gzeira. The brisa was before the gzeira of shayig osu larumei. Kalach gzeira, Rav Nachman Yitzchak issued his psak after the gzeira. Ela Rav Yosef darmi tavayi lahatera. Rav Yosef say that both shayig and mezid are mutter. So I don't understand. How am I going to reconcile this brisa? E koidim gzeira, if we're talking the time before gzeira, is kasha mezid. This brisa says that mezid is osur, and Rav and Rav Yosef hold mezid is mutter. If you tell me the brisa is lach gzeira, then Rav and Rav Yosef are even more difficult, because not only is mezid a problem, shogig nami shogig kasha, lach gzeira kasha nami shogig. Even shogig is a difficulty, because why is he being makel by shogig? We have a gzeira that by shogig we're going to make osur larumei. Says the Gemara, kasha. It's taka kasha. And that's one of the reasons why the halacha is like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. That if somebody left the pat without a blech, if you hold, you need a blech. If you don't hold, like Chananya according to Rashi, or it's not completely cooked and it's an okay, if it's not tafsh, machab and rasoi, it's osir, both b'shoigig and b'mezid. My gzeirta, what is the gzeira? So we explained it already. Domrav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Omrav Abba, Omrav Kahana, Omrav. But Chiloy Aymrim, originally they said, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks in Shabbos, b'shoigig yoichel b'mezid lo yoichel. That there's a difference between shoigig and mezid, and it makes all the sense. If you did something on purpose, you were mechal Shabbos, I'm more machmer. However, m'shirabu mashim b'mezid, there were a lot of people that used to leave the thing b'mezid, v'oymrim shachmanu, and said, oh no, we forgot. And again, they felt comfortable in doing this because they realized that it was only a drabonon. And since it's only a drabonon, they tried to be makel on themselves. They wouldn't have done this necessarily on something on Shabbos. Chazu v'kansu ala shecheach. They even said that shecheach is awesome. Now the Gemara reflects back on something we learned yesterday. Kashad Rameya Drameya. We have a steer between Ramea and Ramea. Why? Yesterday we learned, according to Ramea, according to Beis Hillel, Chamin, Dafka Chamin, he's Mekel, because we said that hot water is always mitstamik for Raloi, Avaloi Tafshel. He was Machmer on cooked items. If we look in Ramea that we learned today, Ramea doesn't differentiate between Chamin and Tafshel. He says they both have the same din. So we have a steer in Ramea. Here Ramea, yesterday Ramea differentiated between Chamin and Tafshul, and today he does not differentiate. And Kashid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda did not differentiate between Chamin and Tafshul, and today he does differentiate between Chamin and Tafshul. So what's going on? Says the Gemara. The Ramea, Ramea like Kasha. I have a way of explaining Ramea. Holachatchila hadiyevit. Yesterday, we were talking about somebody l'chatchila coming to ask you under what circumstances can you leave something on the oven without doing grufa k'tuma. Ramey said the only time you're really allowed to do it is on chamin, on hot water, because like we explained so many times, it's mistam for alloy. Tafshel, don't do it without grufa ktuma. Our braisa that we learned today is not talking about a person who's coming and asking you what the right thing to do is. Our braisa today is that's after the fact. Shechech, that's the whole sugya we're learning today, that you left it. So there, Rameya makes a difference. There, Rameya says, even by tafshul, even though you shouldn't have done it, I'm going to be mekel. Because it's only shia, it's not a deraisa. So that's how Rameya is reconciled. Rabbi Yehuda lam lakasha. I have a way of reconciling Rabbi Yehuda. Tam begrufa ktuma. Yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda was mekel, both by chamin and tafshul, it's talking about that the oven had grufa ktuma. And like we've learned since we began this perek, once you have grufa ktuma, everything is fine. Can our brice that we spoke about today is b'she'ena grufa ktuma? So since it's not grufa ktuma, so by hot water I'm going to be makel because it's mitstamik for alloy. By food I'm not going to be makel because it's mitstamik for yofaloy. But again, Taisva says, very important point, when Rabbi Yehuda is saying, when the Gemara is answering a coin to Rabbi Yehuda, kam grufa ktuma, kam b'she'ena grufa ktuma, the Gemara is building on the previous teretz, that our brice is a diyevdiga situation. That means, again, l'chatchila Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, always have grufa ktuma, both for chamin and both for tafshul. That was the Gemara we learned yesterday. Now we come to our brice that we learned today, that we're in a diyevdiga situation, that the person did not do grufa ktuma, and he did leave the pot on the fire. And now what do we do? So on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's chamin, I'll be mekel. If it's tafshul, and it's mitzvah to yofaloi, I won't be mekel. But of course, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the previous teretz that we're dealing with a b'di'evdiga situation. The Gemara is building on that teretz. Ibailahu. So now the Gemara asks the following shayla. Ova v'shar mai. If somebody did go and leave food on the kira, what is the halacha? So, this is a very difficult line in Gemara. Everybody's very bothered with this line. We just learned almost the Amr Gemara about this Shaila. Where have you been? Ibailu of Vishamai, what's the halacha? Then we just finished learning all the machlokes and all the shitas. What's the Gemara Shaila? So there's six mahalchim in the Rishonim. How to explain this Gemara? We'll only say three. The mahalach that we're going to work with is the Ritva's mahalach. The Ritva explains that the Gemara is talking about such a case. Sometimes you have a food that is mitzdamik for yafloi. By definition, it's a food that gets better the longer you cook. But everything has a certain point where it's not mitzdamik for yafloi. Even if you'll say it's cholent is mitzdamik for yafloi, you don't want your cholent to burn. So he's saying the Gemara is talking about this situation. You left the food which is mitzdamik for yafloi. You left the food which is mitzdamik for yafloi, but you don't need it. You're already past that point. Will it have the same din as every food that's mitzdamik for yafloi because it belongs to that category? Or do I say no? It's not mitzdamik yafloi. This particular piece of food that I left in the oven is a mitzdamik yafloi, so it doesn't bother me what the rest of the world is. That's how Ritva learns. Another shita is like this, a very nice shita. We've been learning the Gemara about a shagig. What is a shagig? A shagig is a person who forgot that it's Shabbos. He forgot that it's Asr. So for such a person, we learned that we are making Gezeirah shagig or tumezid. He's gonna really be amazed, and he said I was a shagig. What's gonna be the person that's Oimer Mutter? He didn't come to learn. And he thinks that this is Mutter. As soon as you tell him that he's not supposed to do it, he'll never do it again. And the Gemara is asking, does he have the same din, or maybe he has a different din? Another mahalach in the Rishonim is that even if we're being machmer, we alluded to this earlier, even if we're being machmer on the person who left the food on the kira without grufa ktuma erev Shabbos, what's going to be the halacha, and we're being machmer on him, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, what's going to be the halacha for the rest of his family? Is it only the person who left it, or what's going to be the halacha for the rest of the family? Those are three of the six shitas. Ibailuhu. Of v'shamay. Miketzura bonan aloy. Will Chazal machmer on this person or not? Toshma. And again, we're learning the way the Ritva learned the Gemara. Domishmu ba'anos amar chanina. Shalach Rabbi Yossi l'tzipari. Rabbi Yossi came to Tzipari. Matzachamish nishtal gabikira. He found chamed that were left on the kira, v'lo yasalahen. And he, even though it was left without any grufa k'tuma, he said it's fine. Then he found bein mutzmakis, eggs that get cooked. Mutzmakis means they cook them a lot and they shrivel up. Shnishtal gabakira, and they were left on the oven. V'asalahen. And he said that they may not be eaten. My love, what is the story? Isn't the story Lysa Shabbos? Now, what's the story with these eggs? Let's again learn the way the Ritva learns. These eggs, even though eggs are mitzdamik v'yafaloi, these eggs had already reached the highest point. Yet, he said, since they fall in the category of mitzdamik v'yafaloi, even though these particular eggs aren't mitzdamik v'yafaloi, v'osalahen, he said they're usr. Says, no, no, that's not what he meant. Maybe he meant that they're mutter, because they already reached the point of mitzdamik v'yafaloi. Lo, he's talking about L'Shabbos Abba. He told him, don't do this again. Says the Gemara, Mechlal, but one thing that's obvious when you learn this Gemara, the Bayim, eggs, fall under the category of the Bayim Mitzmakis, cooked eggs, Mitzdamkis v'yafaloi. They fall into the category of something that's Mitzdamk v'yafaloi. Says the Gemara, in, absolutely. Dar Chama b'chanina, Pam achs nesterachti aniv v'rebi l'makam echad. Rebbe and I came to a certain place. They brought us shriveled up eggs that were very cooked. That like kuzardim is like a very shriveled up apple. We ate many. So we see the eggs fall into the category of mitzdam for yafloi. So it's very interesting. The Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. The Gemara just tells us the story. So the Rif says that we could be Mekel. Why could we make it? Because since we're dealing with Rabbanan, she is only awesome with Rabbanan, Savuk Rabbanan, Lakula. So the asks Rabbi Kivega, this is a very important Rabbi Kivega, why do I call it that, why should I be Mekel? We have a cloud, Dabash Shesh L'Materin. When am I Mekel? I have no choice. Why should I let myself into a Shiloh? After Shabbos, I certainly could eat it. So why is this not considered Dabash Shesh L'Materin? So he says, when is something considered Dabash Shesh L'Materin? When, let's say, something that's Osir fell into something Mutter. So it's Osir today, and it'll be Mutter tomorrow. Then I don't, so I say it's not bottle, and I'll eat it tomorrow. Here, it's a shayla and a din. Who do we passing like? When it's a shayla and a din, we don't say the klal of Dovah Sheish Lematirin. Important rule for Shas. Now we go further. Beisil Arim Af Machsirin. Very, very important Gemara, La Loch Lemaisa. What did Beisil talk about? Beisil said if you took something off the fire on Shabbos, when may you put it on? So first, the Gemara makes a statement. According to Mount Omer, that means Beis Hillel said that you're allowed to do Chazara, Machzirin after Shabbos. You're allowed to do it even Shabbos. What does that mean, even Shabbos? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that I would maybe think that only on Friday night it's mutter to do Chazara. Because there it's obvious that I'm putting back the food. When I take it off, it's obvious I'm going to put it back. I still have a whole day. However, on Shabbos by day, when I take the food off, it's not so obvious that I'm going to put it back on. And what's the reason Chazar is also, we explain? Because of Mechzik Mevashel, and therefore Chazar may be also Shabbos by day. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, Machzir and Afil b'Shabbos. When we say Chazar is Mutter, it's Mutter even b'Shabbos by day. Continues the Gemara, v'afar av oishi yisover, af Machzir and Afil b'Shabbos. Chazar is Mutter even Shabbos by day. And the Gemara brings a story. We once by Rav Chiya Rabba's house, when we brought him up a pot of hot water from the bottom floor of the house to the upper floor of the house, and we used it to dilute the wine, because they used to use hot water to dilute wine, and then we put it back, we did chazara, and nobody said anything. So what's the obvious question? Who said that this story took place Shabbos by day? Maybe the story took place Friday night. Friday night was saying Chazara's mutter. So the Rashba explains like this. The Rashba says, what do we explain is the problem when you do Shabbos by day versus Friday night? It looks like you took it off permanently. The same thing, if you took a pot of water off the fire and you take it all the way upstairs, it looks like you have no intention of putting it back. So even if it happened Friday night, it has the same issue as Shabbos by day. And if he was Mekel to let you put it back, it's a raya, it makes no difference if it's Friday night or Shabbos by day. So continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zreka, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Tadoi. Loi shana al shayin v'yodoi. When are we makel to do chazara if the pot that you took off is still in your hand? Avla nichna gabe karka. If you put it on the floor, osur. Then you're not allowed to put it back on the fire, under any circumstances. That means, let's just talk halach l'maisa. The first thing that we have to say, the Gemara doesn't say it, but this is the basis to the Gemara. If the food is not warm, that means if you took the food off the blech, off the fire, and you're holding it so long off the fire that it cooled off, then then you can't put it back on. Because that's not chazar, that's special. And that's awesome. We're talking that the food is still warm. That's the given. But you're still not allowed to put something new on the blech on Shabbos. And again, if it's not grufa ketum, if you don't have a blech, it's certainly awesome. Now you have it in your hand, and it didn't get cooled off, that's when it's mutter. Ava nichna gabakaka, once you put it on the floor, and now you want to put it back on the blech, or you put it on the counter, let's say, it would be usur. Omer Rav Ami, Rav Tadoi the Ovid, Rav Tadoi that said this, that you now have to put it down on the floor, legarmehu David. It's his own shita. Not everybody agrees. Even if you put it on the floor, it's mutter. It doesn't make a difference. Now the Gemara tries to understand, when he is makel and says that even if you put it on the floor, it's fine, what does he mean? And they're arguing what Rabbi Lezer said. It has to be in his hands. But if you put it on the floor, it's asur. V'charam anichan gav kaka nami mutter. Amar chiski mishmei d'amar. Hod amrit, oidim b'yodim mutter. Now the Gemara goes a step further. We're saying that if you're holding it, it's mutter. Loy amar and al shadat al-akhsar. That he also, when he took it off, besides not putting it down, has a mind to put it back on. Av ein dat al-akhsar. If when you took it off, you did not have intention to put it back on, and then you realize, you know, I want to put it back on, too late. Mechlal, del gabakak, if you put it on the floor, abi shadata lachsar osur. So the way the Gemara is learning now is you have to have two things. You have to have datoy lachsar, and you're not allowed to put it down on the floor. Missing these two conditions, it's osur. Ikadamri, omer chiski mishmei dabaya, hod amri al gabakak osur. Just that we said if you put it on the floor, it's osur. Eloy amar al shayin datoy lachsar. Avdata lachsar, if you have an intention to put it back on, mutter, it'll always be mutter. Mechlal should be odin biyadoi. If you're holding it, abish ain't dat alachsar mutter. So what he's saying is, you only need one. Either dat alachsar or odin biyadoi. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Now Rabbi Yirmiya asks some questions. Tom v'makel mahu. What pshat did you put it down? You didn't put it down actually on the floor, on the counter. You put it down like in a very temporary place. Is that considered hanicha yagal b'karko or not? One question. Tom Bamakali hung it up on a peg. Or, Hinichan Gabamita. Let's try to bring it to our world. You didn't put it down on the counter, you put it down on the couch. And certainly you're not going to leave a pot on the couch. Your wife's certainly not going to let you get away with it. Is that considered like you put it on the karka or not? Now he asks another question. Boyavashi, Pinam and Mechel and Mechel, you took it out from one pot and put it into another pot. But all the pots were, let's say, in your hand, and you had that alachsar. Is that considered like a nichal gabakak or not? And the Gemara is teiku. On these last shal, the Gemara leaves with a teiku. So let's talk. This Gemara, there's so much to say. Halach l'maisa. First of all, the halach is, we're machmer, that you should have both that alachsar, that when if you take something off the oven, but you want to put it back on, you should have a mind to put it back on, and also oidim b'yodah, you should not put it down. That's the halacha. Now, when we talk about that, the lahachsar, there's one shayla that Rekiva Eger asks. Rekiva Eger asks like this, what's going to be the halacha if I came to your house and I took a pot off the fire with ain't that the lahachsar, with no intention of putting it back on, but it's not my pot, it's your pot. You would have put the pot back on. Had you taken off the pot, you would have had a dat alachsar. I came to your house, and who am I? It's not my pot. Rabbi Kiv Eger doesn't say it klar, but it seems Rabbi Kiv Eger says that you can't adversely affect my pot. because it's not yours to it's not your das. Your das can't work on my pot. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says clearly that even if you did it to my pot, it makes no difference, because it's totally in the fact. The fact is that the pot was removed without a dat the lachser, so when you put it back on, it looks like a new bishul and it's aser. That's one shaila. Rav Moshe asks another shaila. Rav Moshe asks, it won't make a difference. No, that he doesn't say. Rav Shach, that would already be a chutzpah if the guy who had ein dat lachser. Could be. I don't remember him saying that. Rav Moshe has the following shaila. What's that? And this is a very good, a very frequent shaila. You're taking the pot off the flame. You're taking the pot off the flame, off the blech. You have dat lachser. You know what halacha is, that you can't put it down. But it's very hard to work when you're holding the pot in one hand and you're trying to dish out with the other hand. And you're all over the place. So he comes up with a simple solution, but the question is a good la'alocha. Could you put the pot down on the counter, but keep your hand on the pot? Is oidin bin yodoy, if you put it on the karak, but you're holding it the whole time, is it considered like you put it down or not? So Moshe's makel. He says, if you keep, you take the pot off the blech, and you have that to lahachser, and you keep your hand on the handle the whole time, even though the pot is physically on the counter, it'll be fine. The Maram Shik disagrees with Rav Moshe. The Maram Shik says that it's awesome. Now there are two more shilas, which both shilas can easily happen in anyone's house. Let's say you have on the oven Friday night two pots, a pot of soup and a pot of chalent. You want to take the soup off because you're going to serve the soup Friday night, no intention of putting that pot back on. You take the soup off the oven, you put it on the counter, you take your hands off it, and then you open up the soup the pot and you see it's the chalent. What's going to be the halacha? You have no dat lahachser, and you have no oidin biyadai. So koi to Rav Shach, it'll be asr. Why is it asr? Because the bottom line is, the question is like this: how do we learn dat lahachser and oidin biyadai? A dat lahachser and oidin biyadai a heter? That means really it's us to put it on. If you have dat lahachser and oidin biyadai, then we're going to be makel, or it may go the other way. That if you have ein dat lahachser and you have that you put it on the karka, then it's aser. So that would make a difference. Rav Shach, from Rav Shach, it's smash maklor that if that happened, it's too late. Another shaila. Let's say you have two ovens at home, both have blechs on them, with the fire on from before, under the blech from before Shabbos, and you come home and you see that the fire is out from under one of the ovens, and you want to go and take the food from that oven, and it's still warm, obviously, and put it on the other oven. Or you want to take it over to your neighbor's house, let's say, if you only have one oven. So here, it's like it was put on the karka, because it was sitting on the oven. And when the fire went off, where is it sitting? It's sitting on the karka. Will you be allowed to take it or not? On this shaila, it may be easier to be makel, because here was never removed with an ein dat lahachser. This there's some paiskin that would be more makel on this shaila, especially if it's Tzarek Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Tanner shesikur. So now we go into a new type of oven. We talk about a tanner. A tanner is a furnace, very hot. Shizikur b'gash b'gvava, that was heated up with stubble or straw. Lo yitim bay mitoyche bay malgabav. You can't do anything with this oven. Not in it, not on top of it. Kupach is, as we learn in the Gemara, in between a tanner and a kira. It's not as heat intensive as a kira, as a tanner, but less than a, more than a kira. Kupach shizikur b'gash b'gvava, hareza kikirayim. When it was with kash and gvava, we give it the din like a kira. But gevetz be'etzim, when it's with gevetz be'etzim, we give it the din like a tanner. Begins the Gemara. Tanish sikua. The Mishnah began talking about this furnace. Sover of Yosef Lameimer. So Rav Yosef wanted to say, when it says be'me toich be'me al gabov, toichai toich mamish. When it said toich means inside, al gabov means al gabov mamish. Avalis moich, to put something next to the tanner, shabadami will be mutter. So Baya asks, What are we learning now? Mishnah. Kupach shisi kubach kashab gavava. If you took a kupach and you heat it up with kashab gavava, harei kurayim. We give it a din of kurayim. The gavis beitzim, but if you used wood or sesame pulp, harei katan of osa. Hakakira is mashma that if it had a din like a kira, we're saying by gavis beitzim we don't give it a din like a kira. But if we gave it a din like a kira, it would be mutter. Hakikira, if we considered a kupach like a kira, shari would be mutter. Is the question of my skin, what exactly is the story? Ilaim el gabaf. If we're talking about you want to put something on top of this kupach, over my, and what kind of a situation is it? Ilaim kish ein agar fakatam, that there was no groove for ktuma, so then even a kira would be also. El kira ke ein a groove for al ktuma al gabaf mishari. We learned the first Mishnah that if you took gefes for eitzim, and you don't have groof of ktumah, even a kira is asur. Ella, lai lismach. We're saying, what must be the story that we're referring to? That we're saying that by a kira it's mutter, and by kupach it's asur, it must be smicha. Ruktani, and what are we saying? Harei katana v'asur. So what are you telling me when we began learning the Gemara? That a tanner it's mutter to do smicha. From the end of the Mishnah, we have a raya that a kupach smicha will be asur. And the kupach was saying, in that case, as it didn't like a tanner, should be also smicha. Amar of Ada, perhaps a hoch of a kupach gar v'kotnim. We're talking about a kupach that had grufik tuna. The tanner is also talking about a case of grufik tuma, askinen. Harayuk tanner, and we're saying, when the Mishnah says harayuk tanner, we're teaching you the following din. The afagav, the gar v'kotnim, even though we did grufik tuma, it will not help you by a tanner, and will not help you by a kupach. And al gabach asur, on top of it will be asur. Why? Di kikira, if it was like a kikira, ki grufa v'tam yishavidami. By kikira we learned grufa k'tum is mutter. Now let's tackle understand why. Why if you did grufa k'tuma by a tanner, so you did a maisa, why is it asur? Important question. The answer is, because what we learn most Rishonim explain grufa k'tuma accomplish. Accomplishes Hesach Hadas. I'm not going to go back to it. I know it's the coals are dead. However, since a tanner has intense heat, even if there are a few coals left, then I know I always can come back for those coals. And that's why I won't be Mesiach Das from this oven, from the tanner, and its Osir. The only question that remains is like this. If Grufa means that you removed all the coals, because when we learned the first Mishnah, we discussed what does grufa mean, and we said some sheet to say the grufa means that you removed all the coals, so how could it mean that I'm not coming back? I must be coming back. I have nothing to come back to. There's no coals. From here to Shtikl Raya, that grufa does not mean that you shoveled away all the coals. It can mean you did most of the coals, and that's why by Tanner, since it's very hot and very intense, and there are some coals left, you'll come back. Tanya Kavosik Abaya, and we learned the Bryce that corroborates Abaya Shita. Tanya Shisikuba Kashub Gvava, if you took a tanner and you fueled it, Rukashub Gvava, ain't Samchaloi. You're not allowed to do smicha, Vainzarch Loimer Al Gabov, you're certainly not allowed to put anything on top of it, Vainzarch Loimer Latoich, you're not allowed to put anything in it. Vainzarch Loimer, certainly if you use Gefetz for Eitzim, which are a stronger fuel, the stronger Chash of Shem Yichatab Gcholim, that you're not allowed to do it by a tanner. Kupach, what about a kupach, which is in between? She's a kubah kash b'gvava. If you use kash b'gvava, saim chaloi, you could do smicha, vein v'noisnen, the gross says v'noisnen al gabov, you're allowed to put on top of it. However, if it was gefetz eitzim, their halach is ain't saim chaloi. Omalei rav achabere du ravel rav ashi, we really prepared ourselves for this gemara. Hai kupach hai chidami. Explain to me what is the status of the kupach. If it's a kira, then I feel begefetz for eitzim nami. If you have gates for eitzim, as long as you did grufa k'tum, it should be fine. If, on the other hand, ketana dami, so then I feel bekashu begvava, which is the less quality fuel, nami loy. It should be usur, because we said kashu begvava is also by a tanner. Omle, nofish havle medekira, it's hotter than a kira, vizuta have a tanner, but less intense than a tanner. Hey chidami kuma. So now the Gemara wants to know. Just tell me how they actually look. Hey chidami kupach. How is the kupach built? Hey chidami kira. And how is the kira built? Or of Yosef Chanin, a kupach makom svis k'teir achas. A kupach has the place of only one pat. Kira, on the other hand, has makom shvisa steak there. It has room for two pots. Omer Baivi Temer of Yemir Afanan Namitanina. I'll bring you a raya that that's the right way of defining a kira and a kupach. Kira shnechel kol orcha. If you have a kira that was split by its length. So the halach is that a keli, that any utensil, when it's broken, we said this many times, becomes tar. So you have a kira that broken its length. Tahir, it's still tar. Why? Because you could, it's tar, now it's tar. Because since it's broken in the length, there's no room to put any pats. However, l'rochvoy, if the kira is broken in the width, so now you still, you don't have room for two pats, but you still have room for one pat. And that's why it's tmeya. However, kupach, which only had room for one pat in the first place, bein l'archvoy, bein l'rochvoy, whether it's the length or the width, it's tar, because it's useless. It only had room for one pat in the first place. Any crack, whether in the length or the width, will make a tar. There's just one shayla aloch lemaisa. What about our ovens? What are they, a tanner or a kira? So Rav Moshe says that our standard ovens at home have aloch like a kira. The Oz Nidburu, interesting, says, since we could raise the heat in our ovens very high, they should have a day like a tanner. We don't pass like that way generally. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that if you have an oven, like I guess a pizza oven, that does normal, its normal use is at very high intense heat, it will have halacha like a tanner.